Good morning. My guest this morning is Craig Anderson, the Executive Director of Land Paths. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, this is in the nature of an exploration, the 2016 Headwaters to Sea Descent. That sounds very, very impressive, even dangerous, perhaps.
It's only been dangerous in terms of how exciting it is for all
That's
of us
right.
involved.
Right.
It's truly a collaboration of many agencies, public groups, community groups, and players that have been involved with the river for generations, but frankly, Roland, have never been in the same place at the same time.
Wow. So I guess what's coming up on October 7th through the 9th is the major culmination of the event, which is the Forestville to Jenner trip, right?
That's right. We've now done 7 days, starting up at Coyote Dam north of Ukiah, and as a group paddled all the way down to Steelhead Beach over the course of 7 days. So the final 3 days is coming up, the 7th through the 9th, with October 8th and 9th, which is a Saturday and Sunday, where we're inviting anyone in the region who wants to join us to paddle and to camp out and to be there for the river and be there for community.
Is it restricted to kayaks?
It's restricted to anything you want to paddle by hand.
Okay,
so
right.
Stand-up paddle, sit-on-top kayaks, canoes, rowboats, anything that's human-powered.
So what's happened so far?
So far, we've had a group that's been convened by Supervisor James Gore of First Nation people, the Army Corps of Engineers, Sonoma County Water Agency, Resource Conservation Districts, Land Paths, Russian River Keeper, Sonoma County Regional Parks, and a number of other groups that are involved in water and river health to paddle the river from its navigable start in Ukiah down to where we are. We're in Forestville, and we've been in conversation about how we can look at the river, if you will, in some ways for the very first time as an entire community, agriculturally, ecologically, economically, to think about going forward, how do we want to envision a regenerative, thriving Russian River?
Well, it's interesting that at this very moment, something quite similar to this is going on in the Dakotas.
Is that right?
Well, it's the whole business of all the First Peoples coming down and contesting that excavation that's going up that's already done a great deal to destroy traditional lands.
Right, right. I think what's, related to the Dakotas, what's powerful for us is that we have been in meeting rooms and conferences and symposia as distinct groups. In particular, we've been in distinct camps for over the last 20, 30 years, but we've never all camped out.
Right.
And so what's powerful is having these conversations on the river. And then in the evening, we have a meal near the river. We camp on the river, both public and private lands by permission, and truly are building relationships this first year.
How do people who would like to take part at some point or other between Forestville and Jenner, how do they come together and sign up for it?
Great question. The best way to participate in the paddle, which will begin on the morning of the 8th or Saturday, the 8th of October, and end mid-afternoon on the 9th, is to go to the Land Paths website, landpaths.org, and go to the calendar section, and people can sign up for this paddle and camp out. We'll be camping at Cassini's in Duncan's Mills. The morning of the 8th will start in Monterio, probably late morning of the 8th, about a 4-mile paddle down to Duncan's Mills, and then the following morning, getting an early start before the headwinds and down to Jenner. And at that point, we're going to actually be repatriating some water we gathered into a local gourd that we collected up at Coyote Valley and dumping it in, repatriating the water into the Pacific right at Jenner at the mouth.
Right. Craig, thanks very much for coming in and alerting us to this. Again, tell how people get in touch.
So they'll want to go to the Land Paths website and open the calendar page, and they can click on the October 8th and 9th Russian River paddle to participate. Thank you, Roland.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.